Subsidiary to this, there was no creed that he did not profess. There was no opinion that he did not promulgate. In the hope of a dynasty, he upheld the crescent. For the sake of a divorce, he bowed before the cross. The orphan of Saint Louis, he became the adopted child of the Republic, and with a parricidal ingratitude, on the ruins both of the throne and the tribune, he reared the throne of his despotism. A professed Catholic, he imprisoned the Pope. A pretended patriot, he impoverished the country. And in the name of Brutus, he grasped without remorse and wore without shame the diadem of the Caesars. The whole continent trembled at beholding the audacity of his designs and the miracle of their execution. Skepticism bowed to the prodigies of his performance. Romance assumed the air of history, nor was there aught too incredible for belief, or too fanciful for expectation, when the world saw a subaltern of Corsica waving his imperial flag over her most ancient capitals. All the visions of antiquity became commonplace in his contemplation. Kings were his people, nations were his outposts, and he disposed of courts and crowns and camps and churches and cabinets as if they were the titular dignitaries of the chessboard. Amid all these changes, he stood immutable as adamant.